KJAN Sports.
And at 7:21, it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. Taking a look at regional softball scores. First round action from Monday in Class 1A. Region 1, it was East Mills over Fremont Mills, 8-5. Remsen St. Mary's downing Whiting, 11-1. Woodbine was an 8-3 winner over West Harrison. And Boyer Valley beat St. Albert, 11-4. Also in Class 1A softball, this time in Region 8, it was Bedford over Essex 11-1, Mount Air blanking Diagonal 12-0, Lennox was an 11-1 winner over Stanton, Griswold was a 6-5 winner over East Union, and Riverside beat Orient Maxburg 14-8. Region 3 in Class 1A softball saw Audubon beat Glidden-Ralston 8-4. Exira EHK was an 8-3 winner over Cam. Fort Dodge St. Edmund slipped past Coon Rapids Baird 3-2. Cole Onesco blew out GMG 20-0, and it was Montezuma over Tri-County 4-3. In 1A Region 2 softball action, Harris Lake Park beat Trinity Christian 2-0. Hartley Melvin Sanborn was a 13-2 winner over Clay Central Everly. Charter Oak Ute beat Arweva 14-8, and it was River Valley over Storm Lake St. Mary's 11-4. 2A softball, Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley of Stewart 15-5 in Region 8, and it was AHSTW over Southwest Valley 13-7. In Region 7 of Class 2A, it was Woodward Granger beating Panorama 11-7, and Maple Valley Anthonoto over at Air Casey Guthrie Center by a score of 9-7. Area baseball action from last night saw Coon Rapids Baird beat South Central Calhoun 10-4. Creston was a 10-7 winner over Winterset. Denison Schleswig blew past IKM Manning 9-1. Earlham was a 9-1 winner also over Glidden-Ralston. Maple Valley Anthonoto beat Kingsley Pearson 2-0 in the Western Valley Conference Tournament of Baseball. Audubon Arthur BCIG was a 6-5 winner over Sloan. Sioux City West was a 9-3 winner over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in five innings. That game called due to the weather. Stanton beat East Union by a score of 18-4 in five innings. Trainer was an 8-1 winner over Van Meter in high school baseball. Underwood was a 12-2 victor over Sydney. And West Harrison beat Whiting 12-2 in six innings. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association yesterday released their latest rankings on the for Class 1A and 2A. Those are the final rankings before any postseason play begins in those two classes. There will be one final set of rankings, though, for Class 3A and 4A, and that'll come out next week. In Class 1A, North Lynn takes the first place position with a 33-2 record. Number two is Newman Catholic, who has just 23-3 on the season. Further on down, Exira comes in fifth place with a 19-1 on the season. Arweva is in eighth place and St. Albert in 10th. In Class 2A, New Hampton is in first place with a record of 26-2. Trainer is in second place with a record of 26-3. Wilton is in third with a 21-5 record. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption takes the top spot in the Coaches Association poll with a record thus far of 30-3. Harlan in second place with a 24-2 record. In Class 4A, Johnston is in first place with a record of 26-3. Dowling Catholic is second. Iowa City West is third. You can see the rest of those placements on the sports page at KJAN.com. Well, in Major League Baseball action yesterday, was rookie Luke Voit hitting his Major League homer, his first Major League homer, I should say, and drove in four runs. Tommy Pham reached base five times, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins 14-6 last night, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. St. Louis scored four runs in the first inning and seven in the third on the way to an 11-0 lead. Voit added a two-run homer in the eighth in the Cardinals' fifth win in six games. Adam Wainwright picked up his second successive win and also drove in two runs with a bases-loaded single. The Marlins have lost five of six now. You can hear those teams in action again this afternoon on KJAN. We'll get things underway for you at 12:20. Also in Major League Baseball action, Ian Kennedy allowed one run pitching into the seventh inning. Mike Moustakas and Alex Gordon both hit solo home runs, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Seattle Mariners 3-1. Kennedy won his third straight decision with one of his best performances this season. The lone run scored on a wild pitch as Kansas City handed Seattle its fifth straight loss at home. Ryan Rayburn drove in the game-winning run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the Washington Nationals survived another bullpen collapse for a 3-2 victory over the New York Mets last night. Aaron Nola struck out 8-7 splendid innings. Freddie Galvis and Mikel Franco hit two-run homers, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the Pirates by a score of 4-0. Also in the MLB, it was Travis Shaw starting the rout with a go-ahead single in the fourth run first inning and then left after he was hit on the hand by a pitch during the Milwaukee Brewers' 8-1 win over the Orioles. Masahiro Tanaka pitched seven sharp innings for his second straight win following a long slump, and the New York Yankees beat the skidding Toronto Blue Jays 6-3. Max Kepler tied a career high with four hits, including a home run. Alberto Mejia earned his third straight win, and the Minnesota Twins beat the LA Angels Monday 9-5. Rookie Ramil Tapia finished a single shy of the cycle. Charlie Blackmon lined a solo shot after it was announced that he would participate in the All-Star Home Run Derby. And the Colorado Rockies beat the Cincinnati Reds yesterday 5-3. Also in baseball, Andrew Benedetti blooped the two-run single over a drawn-in infield in the 11th inning. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 7-5 for their AL best fifth straight victory. Todd Frazier doubled twice and drove in two runs to back Carlos Rodon's first win of the season, and the Chicago White Sox beat the slumping Oakland Athletics 7-2. Travis Shaw started the rout with a go-ahead single on the first run, and I think we mentioned the Baltimore Orioles score for that one for you. Also in Major League Baseball news, catcher Miguel Montero has been acquired by the Toronto Blue Jays from the Cubs 6 days after he blamed pitcher Jake Arrieta for allowing seven stolen bases in a 6-1 loss to Washington. Toronto said Monday that it acquired the all-time two-time All-Star in cash for a player to be named or for cash. Montero hit .286 with four homers and eight RBIs in 44 games of the season and was designated for assignment Wednesday. He's thrown out one of the 31 base stealers so far this season. The 33-year-old Venezuelan has a .260 career average with 124 homers and 542 RBIs in 12 seasons with the Cubs and Arizona. His 10th running RBI single gave Chicago a two-run lead in this Game 7 of last year's World Series, a game the Cubs hung on to win 8-7 for their first title since 1908. Toronto cleared a roster spot by transferring outfielder Daryl Cicilline to the 60-day disabled list. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.